Shalayim Yitzayin Amidei Halachavot, third tradition.
This guy is going to look the...
Zemat Biyer, Yer, Bitzua, Notim La Beitlo. So now we were talking about the various cases that we had before in various shurot. So we had a shura and a shura and the machloket for Bishma and Rabbi Akiva. What is the hakhaka, first of all, between various shurot, and how to turn what was once a field into shurot rather than having the chumrah of the field in which we always are being, we're going to be more machmir. In a case, now we're moving on to a case where you have a, one particular plant that is without the heter shurot, you're in the middle, or I mean, even if it's shura, but it doesn't satisfy our requirements of shura in terms of the din. So what's the din of the harkaka over there? So the lot of the yerek is the same din of the harkaka of yerek itself, which is shisha tzavi. When it comes to the lot of the tzua, that's the same din, essentially, of the harkaka of the yerek from tzua. Now the list of yerek, it's the yerek of the yerek. If it's talking about the tzua, it's a din, at least according to the Tanakhama, of the yerek the tzua, which means notin la beit rova. You have to give it the shear of the beit rova on all sides, which is the 10.4 amos. Now yesterday we had the din of what happens if you have already a sada of the tzolim, and you want to turn the sada of the tzolim into a place in which it would be shayach to have shurot of dilutin. So there we were metal for the shura, if you recall, and we said a shura already is the place that it makes itself known as a separate thing on its own once it has the shear of the shura. And we had a machlokes over there what the maximum distance is that what the distance is that you must have between the shurot of the luin if you have more than one on either side. And also a machlokes as to what the shur is between the luin and the tzalim. So here we're talking now about tzvua, and of course by tzvua we're always more machmir. Because the din by the tzalim is always the din of the shisha tzachim, whereas the din by tzua is always the din of the beit rova. So he tells the deyu zua tzua, ubikesh mitzav betocha shura shem dilu'in. If you want to use a whole shura, instead of the first case we're talking about a single bulat, so then already, since the shura is more, paradoxically, a whole shura of pumpkins is less chomer than one pumpkin, because one pumpkin looks like it's a mixture, whereas a shura has its own heker, where we don't have to be chayshish for irvuvia. So then it is sufficient, says the Tanakhama, that you not need a lavadata, shisha tvachim. What you need over there is to make certain that you have six tvachim on each side of the shura, and you need to be like Yaakov Milafanel. If the leaves are, your chashash of yours, because it's mukshe, that the leaves are going to start now invading the tua around it. So you know, really, if the pumpkin started growing over the tua to the side, you'll have to cut them down. You have to cut them back. So that you'll take the aliyin, pull them off of the tua, and over there, of course, by we had the case before of other yurakot were not kosher. So it says even if the leaves were hanging over, the tua was hanging over, we don't care. But that's because they're not muksha. Muksha were more machpadon, but this is the only difference. No. Rav Yossi Omer, notnin la la avarata arba amot. That's Rav Yossi, no? You need to have a full shura in between a shura, so that you would need a full arba amot. Oh, mulo, the rabbana said arba amot. Even when it comes to Kloyak Kerem, which is much more common, over there it's an Isra Hanov, it's not even an Isra Achila, something wrong. And nonetheless, the din is that if you have a single Geffen, you don't have the din of Arba Amis, of course, which we do have, is by a Kerem. Remember, the minimal shear of a Kerem is three plants and two plants, right? In other words, we have two rows of two plus an additional one. Okay, so over there, that then indeed is arba amis. But if you have a single vine, then it's only shisha tvachim, like anything else, even though geffen is very common. So you're telling me that a pumpkin is more common than a geffen? A pumpkin, which is something called zroim over here, is going to be more common than koya karam. Omar Lahem, he said, yes indeed. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because there's a basis for saying such a thing. Matsino, shazucha murim and agepa. We do find that pumpkin is more common than gefen. Why? Because in a case of a gefen yichidit, magabi mixing with a gefen outside of a terem, matim la with a touch of shatvachim. The marker around the gefen, a single gefen is only six trachim, whereas a single blot would be tofase an area around it of a base rova. In which case, if you have a shura of biluhim, then I taina that it is more chomer indeed, and will treat the shura of biluhim that it requires more than shisha tvachim, because it's in the middle of the southern, and it's going to require a full shura on the side of it. Rabbi Meir, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Meir, now here there's going to be two quotes from Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara is going to end up saying that those quotes are not really, it's not that they're one man Yom HaHod, he said this, one man Yom HaHod, he said that. In fact, Rabbi Yishmael changed his mind. And that towards the end of his life, when he was teaching others, he gave a different shiur. But anyway, Rabbi Meir quotes Rabbi Yishmael as saying that if you have three diluim within the space of the Beit Sah, and that beitza becomes essentially like a kerem. In other words, it's totally the entire mokum that defines it as a pumpkin field. So kol shlosha b'luim l'beitza lo yavi zera l'tos beitza. You cannot bring any other zera into that beitza because the kol is ruined. Where Rav Yossi ben Achotet Efrasiim, ben Achansan is a bad thing, but the Gemara says ben Achotet means it was a guy who was always grabbing this, they called it ben Achotet Efrasim, Efrasim is a Russian of Gidula, we see from Ruth. So over here it was a Kotev Efrasim. It's a very interesting name. So he quotes Rabbi Yishmael, he says, no, what he's having, first of all, she's going to the base core, much, much more common than that. Even a Mokum of base, which is 30 times as big as the base, he's talking about 7,500 amas over here, square amas. That three pumpkins are enough to define that area as a pumpkin field. Over Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan finds that different Rabbi Yishmael, afim shuraya chidit notnima avuda. Now, we said before that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you need to have. Remember, there were two machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yochanan. One was, what is the distance that you need to keep between two shuras of diluim? So according to Rabbi Yishmael, it was 12 amas. So according to him, we first have to be eiker to two shuras of the tzolim, and plant in place of two shuras of the tzolim one shura of the biluim, which left us now two amas on either side. And only then could you keep your two shuras of the tzolim, which were 8 amas. Then you had another, the other side, you have to be eiker two shuras to plant one shura, and leaves us 12 amas in between, but it also leaves us with empty space of two amas in between. Right? In other words, so besides needing 12 amas between the pumpkins, you also need 2 amas between the pumpkins and the betel. According to Rabbi Akiva, he said, no, you can be eiker shtei shuras of betel and plant 2 shuras of the root. So according to him, first of all, that means the maximum shear is only 8 amas, because he has them coming all the way up to the betel. But it also means that there's no problem of smicha. In other words, once something is a shura, so a shura already is kosher, and it makes itself for self as being something that isn't mixed with the other thing. So now that means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you need anyway a shear of 2 amas, right? So therefore, that would mean that if somebody was naita a shura, forget about the question of 2 shuras. 2 shuras, yes, that was a problem of creating a pumpkin field. But let's ignore that for a moment. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about one shura. So the din, nonetheless, he would still say that you need to have your archok. That's for sure. So according to him, the archok of 2 amas, that's not shisha tvachim, that's 12 tvachim. So according to him, you still need your archok. And therefore, we're certainly not saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, that it would be sufficient to have archok of 12 tvachim. Because you need to take out that element of the previous Mishnah from the other element. The other element has to do with Chavisha, what is considered to be Chodesh, the area in between. Obviously, if there's one Shura, there's no area in between. But that doesn't matter, because we still have the Harkoki issue. The Harkoki issue is 2 amas, that didn't change. So, if you were Shira Yechidit, Matnin la avudah. You have to give her avudah. Now the question is, ma'u liten avudah? This is saying l'roshi, not rishon. Is avudah taken also from the tip, or is it only taken from the side? Right? In other words, you have a shura. So a shura over here, whatever it was, with machlokas, whether how long it had to be also, is dependent on the machlokas of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and dependent on the machlokas of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, about whether the machlokas of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, we apply to the length of the Shabbat, regarding moksha, yeah? But the question is, so now you have your long shura, whether it's 8 amas long or 12 amas long. So understand that the area to the side of the shura, is that's clearly the area of avudah, right? But how about the top of the shura? I'm standing now, facing the long length of the shura, but in front of me is a thin area of 4 amas in which the plants are planted now. Does avudah apply to the tip? It does only apply to the long side. Because, I mean, the point of avudah, I don't really need it for it to go around in a circle. I can reach all the plants with the empty space on either side. That's what avudah is. So there's maybe over there, I don't have to be marked from the top. I have to be marked from the length. That's my question. So Maori Kina avudah, what?
The length is a lot more than the top.
A lot more, sure. The top is only 4 amas wide, and the length could be 12 amas minimum, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So what's the difference? Well, what kind of question is that? I mean, come on, if I'm a gabi karen, not nima v'del l'roshin. I mean, the din is by a karen that makes absolutely no difference. The halakha of harfaka from a karen is in all directions. Even though we could view, remember, a karen in a sense also has a tip. Why? Because one side of the karen only has one vine. Remember, it's two and two, and then one side has one vine. Nonetheless, halakha is you need harfaka from all sides of the karen. So that means if I'm facing out a long shura, three vines, I'm right here, just a long one vine, there's nothing to my right and my left, I still have to maintain my distance. So that's true, then I need to, just like over there I need arba amas, then over here I should also need the arfak or whatever that arfak is from the loin. If it's two amas, two amas. And there's certainly no difference between a tip and a side. So arfak, noti mavada l'roshim, you should say. This is the gross change in the gear. Now, what about Mount Israel Ben Hagumot? Another question. In other words, if I don't have a shura, right, I'm not dealing with the shura qua shura. What I do is I plant something in between the plants that are in the shura. So now, it's not like I'm relating to the shura. As far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at each thing over here as if it's yichidit, right?
What's the guba?
In, along the guma of the shura itself. The shura is comprised of many gumot. It's 4 amas long, depending obviously on the type of plant. There will be a number of furrows in the course of this arba amas. Each furrow is a guma. That's where the seed is inserted, and this goes into the ground. So now, the shiloh that I have is, I understand that if I'm looking at this thing from the outside, so from the outside, I have to see it as a shura that requires a tarachokha. So there's two opposites. A shura is a makom kasha. But if I go inside the shura, I'm no longer dealing with a shura. I'm dealing with, again, paradoxically, because since the whole thing is a function of my zayin, remember, the midiraita is the chol no kilayim in any of these cases. There's no chiyuv of kilayim for planting something in the middle of something else. The only chiyuv of kilayim is the act of planting. As Kilayim. So this is all a Drabbanan, essentially. So if it's a Drabbanan, the Drabbanan defined that the problem is not Yanika, the problem is, what does it look like is going on over here? Okay, so I understand that it's all, therefore, a question of graphics. If I'm standing on the outside, I'm looking at the Shura, I'm dealing with the Shura as a Shura. If I go inside, so I'm looking at a plant. So if I'm planting something next to a plant, so maybe dealing with it as a lot yichidit, essentially, instead of a shura, maybe it doesn't require such a big shir, and the harakotah. So what's been over there? Well, from what a tema gabi karen, my friend, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, the same way by a karen, makes no difference whether you're outside of the karen or inside of the karen. We don't say that, well, now we're going to look at it as a yichidit, and a yichidit only requires shisha tvachah. Not true. You need Arba Amid, whether you're inside or the outside. So the same thing is true over here. Alpaka Osla Zod in Abuma. In other words, we don't, having defined something as a shura, its definition extends in all directions. It's like if we define something as a vineyard, it extends in all directions, including into itself. But the other boy, but the other wanted to know, what's it been like this? Nataka Nishanji Lukin, let's say, you plant 5 pumpkin plants over here. The Samchan Legadir. And you have them up against a Gadir, right? So now, according to Rabbanan, who taina that the shear of Avodah, the Giluim, we said in the mission, is only 6 plus, not like Rabbi Yishma. In this case, you have now something which would be similar to a vineyard. So the din is a vineyard, it requires Arba Amos. But if instead of making it in the shape of a vineyard, you have a fence, and now you put down the same 5 vines, but you put the 5 vines in a row. So the din over there would be that the each one has a din of a single geffen, right? A geffen yechidi, which we said was 6 geffen. However, if you put them along a gader, then they are called an aris. That's a type of a vineyard. I don't know what it would be called in English. It has a din in English. Sure.
A trellis wall,
they call it, but it might be that there's a specific name for it. But in any event, it forms, you know, they let the vines grow up. Okay, so maybe the din with pumpkins is also a vine. Maybe it would be the same thing. So do we say, do we say that we're going to be marked over there that you need the same harkarpa that you would have on the shura or not? Well, okay, so that's my question number one. My question number two. Mahu, b'chol hadiluim misharin alon. I also wanted to know, if you're telling me you need such a big harkarpa, does that mean that any kind of pumpkin at all, you would need this harkarpa, or do we make the same nafkamina that we made earlier in the Mesesta, between the lot Yavani and between the lot Mitzri, the Hamutza, and all those other types of diluim? Even though they're vines, and even though they're aggressive, but they don't have such big leaves and like the Zot Yavanit. That's my other question. And my first question is, no, sorry, wait, we'll get to that. So, that komakom chasidik ishutu kolomitri kidlat Yavanit, hatasad lat mitri kidlat Yavanit, but that's not a question. Because the din is, as we saw before, which we also had in the Makokas Kareem and the Factor, if moksha includes all mokshas, then you cannot exclude the lot mitzri, because a lot yavanit is only unique if it's also unique in terms of tishuin and pol mitzri, right? So if the din is that you're going to include pol mitzri and give pol mitzri the same din as lot yavanit, then you have to include the lot mitzri to lot yavanit. However, tanshalo asita tishu to pol mitzri. However, in a case where we've never mentioned Polonitri, so then you don't make a Dlat Mitri, Dlat Yavanit. Because as Nimar pointed out earlier, you can't say that I mean Dlat Yavanit and only Dlat Yavanit at the same, and in the same breath say, but I also include Polonitri, because Dlat Mitri is even more of a pumpkin-like thing than Polonitri is. However, any place where we don't see a mention of other tishuk, and we just talk about dibuim, like in the previous mission, the doctor went out of our way to talk about tishuk, polamitri, right? And galat. So over there, of course, galat means galat mitri. But when a mishnah is limited to galat, and remember, in the mishnah before Rebbe Elazar, the doctor chose the tishuk to be at the other end. Why? Because he wanted us to know that this halach of 12 and 8 is not a din in galat yavanit. However, the Mishnah of Yer is not making other moksha like Dlat Yavanit, in which case it means Dafka, like Dlat, in which case the Dlat refers to as Dlat Yavanit specifically, and not Dlat Mitzri. So now, the Yassiv name. So the Rabbana now adds, according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yosef, who said in the Mishnah, that I want to make the din of a Dlat more chomer even than a Geffen, which is Dilat. Because we find such a concept. Not in a field, but we find such a concept in a Geffen Yechidi versus a Dlat Yechidi. Okay? getting back now to that child, now up to that piece of the Mishnah, but are bothered by this. Right? So we want to ask on you. Hare hamikayim kilachim lachim lezera yechimim sesarek lachnot lan beit rova ulasot lan nefisa gavon asarat vachim. And according to you, you're saying that it's possible to have a lach yechidi that is going to be more chomer, and you're going to need a beit rova for a lach yechidi. So if that's the case, lachora, it's not much of a raya, because a yechidis, of course, is going to be more chomer than a shura always. So the fact that I can find a complete chumrah on a yechidis doesn't mean that I can go ahead now and extrapolate from that to a chumrah on a shura of the same min. Because, for instance, if you're mekayim tulachim, some vegetables will grow. If you want to allow them to continue growing till the point where the seed is mature, so at that point, the vegetable is no longer edible. The leaves are no longer edible. They become very wormy and so on. It's like a rose. By the time the rose has got mature seeds in it, there's nothing left of the flower, obviously. Right? So you do. The whole fruit now becomes nothing but seeds, essentially. So if you want to wait for your akot, that klachim, to be mature, and you're mekayim it, the klachim for zera, so that's going to get hard now. So the din of it there is, that yechidim tzarek lachnis lan beis rova. Since you're giving them a din of zera over here and not of yerek, so they're now, in essence, they're tzura. They're no longer yerek. The din of tzura is you need a beis rova. So it says the fairish yechidim. Why is it yechidim? Because a shura would be more kal than the yechidim. That's the thing. You know, a shura doesn't change. A shura remains a shura of yerek. But once you have a tzura, for Zerah, that's in your case, you're going to be more masculine. So you see from there that the dinim of Kalachim have absolutely no relationship to the dinim of Ashurim. So how can you bring me a raya that if we're going to be dealing with a Geffen Yechidi, and we're going to be dealing with a Dalat Yechidi, that therefore that means that I can now say, you see, a Shura of Diluim is going to be more calmer than a Geffen. One doesn't follow from the other. Now, from this kind of question, Yimandalo Moshe was, how it came that Rabbi Yossi Sovel named Yeshua Yimuruba. I mean, it's clear from the fact that this doesn't shake Rabbi Yossi to its core exactly, and we don't find him running away from the Mishnah. So obviously he holds, and it makes no difference whether we're talking about Ashura according to him, or whether we're talking about Yechidim. It's always going to be the same halacha of the Meruvah, in other words, whatever the meaning of the Beit Rova. So if you're going to ever be Mekayim, a Yerek for Zerah, whether in terms of Shuras or whether in terms of Yechidim, it's Tzvua. And if it's Tzvua, it requires a Beit Rova. It changes its din because you're not growing it as a vegetable. Right. Now, and usually, the truth is usually if you're growing, pack up for seed, then you will grow it in the Tzvua of Tzvua because you want a lot of seeding. Fine, but that doesn't really matter whether it's a yachid or whether it's a shura. Get the din of tzura. Otherwise, he should have had to go back on what he was saying in the Mishnah. But it says in the Mishnah he stood his ground. So apparently, from the fact that they didn't slug him up, he must hold that there's no nafkamina, right? And indeed, we know that Rabbi Yomer of Yonah, Rabbi Yossi Gulilah, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Berab Chanina, HaMekayim Kelach Echad B'tok Shalol L'Zerah. A guy who has one kelah, you know that he holds the din of the klachim, but we're proving that he holds the same din for shurot. We're trying to show now, where do we get the din of klachim? Because he holds, if you take one thing and you're growing it now, lezera, you have to take everything in the area out of it. Turklaf, no slobeis rova. Or, what you could do, of course, is vasotot mechita, vasotot klachimah, mechita, then you're allowed to be zomech on the other side of mechita. But you can't continue to grow what you said. Well, it's just a yerek. To you, it's not a yerek. It's a tzura. Exactly the same kind of yerek.
Correct.
But what's the limit? Because it's a low tzura. We have to make a determination of something called yerek or something called tzura. Once we're calling it tzura, it gets in a tzura.
But it looks just like the other yerek.
Correct. That's true, but we can't start giving our dvarim l'shiurim according to what's in our... you're going to tell us it's a Yerek, but really you want it for Zvera. So, we always said, what defines Zero mean before? Because when we call something that the din is only Yerokas and Aruga, but if it's Zeronim, not. So many mean it either Zeronim or Yerek, depending on your intent. Right? And this is Gufa what the Rishonim say before.
In the middle of your growing, you were calling it for Yerek, and then you decided because you had to lie together to tell
Zeronim. Yeah, yeah, well, I think we'll see. There's a case that's similar to that, which I may like to be able to do right, but I'm not holding it now, but give it a chance.
The sunflowers have the same genus as well. The sunflower is just for the seeds you're growing.
Of course, it's there. Yeah, but nonetheless, yeah. I believe so, yeah. And that's what the Rambam Gufa said earlier. So I hate this, Rabbi Bon, according to this, Rabbi Bon Bach here asks on how bite do we go with this idea? He asked Rabbi Zira, Kamei Rabbi Zira. Vatamina kuzba shezar al zera yarta patur. Mechoram, no, we're never talking about the dinner mice, right? So if you took a kuzba and you're growing it now for its seeds and not for its food value. So over there the din is that if you had planted it l'chatchila for food, and it's yerek now, so then you have to take off maize from the whole thing, from the yerek and from the zara together. Which means that if this is a pretty big assumption, but the assumption is to him that you'd be taking off from the zera part on the zera part and from the yerek part on the yerek part. Because you can't take off from one or the other. You have to take off the whole thing in order to prorate the zera portion to the yerek portion. Because that's what it's saying. It's both zera and yerek. Zera and yerek, you can't take off from the one and the other. Mashma, that they have a din of two different meaning, essentially, right? Because we look at them as two different things. If it's kuspa lezera, the zera part of it is a tua, the yerek part of it is a yerek. And they don't mix. So we don't take two minim off for any other purposes. I told you, I have no idea. I don't know. Until we get, I don't know what kuzba is today. I don't know what it is. You know what it looks like?
Yeah.
You know what the plant looks like? Okay, so we need more people like you. I don't know what the plant looks like. Even when I see the drawings, I don't know what it looks like. Yeah, but you don't know what that is. I don't know, I have a ground coriander, I never received the coriander, I don't see the point. So you're a genius, and next time bring us in for us so we can see it. We're a bunch of supermarket people, we're not real people. And there's only good supermarkets, the only good supermarket people. The 7-Eleven supermarket people. It's the worst. Now we're trying to get together a field trip so we can get to learn the meaning we mommy don't know. Yes, I don't even attend to
it. Okay.
Yeah. It's very embarrassing, but that's the reality. So in other words, what we're saying over here is that Lamaisa is two separate meanings, even though it's in the same thing. Right? And yet, when you're being Zorea, it's for Zera alone. So we don't say that we have over here Zera, that's the Iker, and now you're mixing essentially the Yerek of the Zera, of the Kuzba, with the Zera of the Kuzba. So, I mean, the plant itself should be Kalayim, you may obey it, but two separate meanings, right? I mean,
both
Kuzba. Amalei Shanya, he Kuzba, Kuzba is different. Shehi, the Zara, Nefalim, exactly as Savagasha said. Since even the Zera over there is also Nefalim, so Mamela, if you're growing it as Yerek, so then if you take off all things, each one is considered to be a different type of food, right? But if Lamaisa, you're growing it over here for its Zera, so then fine, from the yard is about to put it. Omer of Yossi Beravivon, Bo Ure'e, Ma Ben Tfilas Rav Yishmael Sofa. You know, you want to see what happens to people when they get older, they get more marked. And Rabbi Yishmael, when he was young and he was teaching Rabbi Meir, it was a Beit Sof. By the time he was teaching now in his old age, now already, okay? She lost power. No, yeah, this is wrong. No, that's a mistake, obviously, because that's not what it is in the Mishnah. No, it's a mistake in Jerusalem, that's for sure. So, Shetzilato, B'deitza'ah, V'chavel, B'deitzor. Look what happened to him. He became very, very mad. Hadron Allah Haruga. Perek Revi, Allah Ha'al. Karakat HaKerem. So at this point, we're moving off of Kaloi Zroyan and into Kaloi HaKerem, which of course was the last Mishnah that introduces, not the Mishnah, the next paragraph. Which was the first time that we introduced the Din of HaKerem in the Gemara. We already had it from the Mishnah before. We were already talking about Kerem.
One question. The sun policy bothers you. You can both eat.
So let's wait to see if we can get Ryan's attention on sunflower issue. Karakat HaKerem. So now, the Shaila is, if you have an area in the middle of the Kerem that now is not, the vines were old, you uprooted them, so you're going to replant. So now that area, can you put something in, another type of growth in it, without it being Kiloi HaKerem? Obviously you would need the shear of the Harkoka from the Kerem, the upright of the Kerem, Arva Amin. And you would need to have a shear of a mokum that is chashuv enough on its own to be a separate field in between. Time is Beit Shammai. You would need 24 amos. You would need to have a shear of 24 by 24 amos. That way you have enough to cover your 4 amos on either side, which is 8 amos. Plus, you would need the shear of 2 shurais, which is another 8 amos, to each side, in order for it to be a mokum kosher, because each side requires our ability to distinguish the area in between. So even though you could say, do we need to distinguish from both sides? Look at the whole thing from above, essentially. You see a mokum kosher of shmeina amos in between, which is the mokum that we said of 2 shurais. That should be sufficient, as long as you have the other 4 amos on each side to give you the distance to the avoid of the carrot. No, this is a shaman. You need 24. They still says no. You look at it indeed as one area. 8 amis is sufficient to be a mokum kosher that we travel along, but that's 2 shurais is a mokum kosher. So if you have 8 amis in the middle, and you have the 4 amis on either side, if you just change the 3 amis, it's sufficient. Once you got change the 3 amis, you now plant the middle area. Mechol HaKerem. However, when it comes to the cheer of a Mechol HaKerem, now the Lamaisa, the Mishnah itself, is going to ask, what is Mechol HaKerem? What is the Karakat HaKerem in a moment. Mechol HaKerem is up against a getter, not in the middle of the Kerem. So there, Beit Shammai Omrim Sheshetzei Amah. That's sufficient, you have 16 Amahs. Beit Hillel Omrim Shemetzei Amah. And what do we mean by Karakat HaKerem? Say Zoe Karakat HaKerem. So we mean a Kerem Shecharav Mi'emtzo'o. Now the middle part of the Kerem has become ruined. We have to uproot the vine. So in Einsham, Sheshesrei Amah, according to Beit Hillel, Lo Yavi Zeru L'Sham. But once you have Sheshesrei Amah, so now you can Notim La'Avodata. Now you take off 4 Amahs to allow for the Avodata Kerem on the side. And now whatever is left, Zerayat HaMotamah, we have a quantum leap. And as we start, we have less than 16, you can't plant anything. You make a Kerem, because it looks like it's mixed with a Kerem. But once you have enough space to be marked to the area in between at the front of this Me'atzmai, then you can place all the way up to the 4 Amos on either side. If you would only have now one side that's surrounded by a Kerem, so the Mechol HaKerem, where you have now the area that goes around the Kerem, now it's up against the edges of the wall, so you don't have Kerem on the other side, so then you would only need 8 Amos for the Mechol HaKerem plus 4 Amos. So that would be enough. That would be enough. It would be 12 Amos. Would be sufficient. And then Zoreat HaMotah, Rezoi Mechol HaKerem. What do we mean when we say Mechol HaKerem? We mean the Bein HaKerem LaHagader. So that's the area that you walk around. Or it could actually mean Mechol, it could actually, some say, actually mean fencing from the two balls. Right. But the Mecholot Akramim, we call the area around the campus. That's where they would dance between. We call Mecholot Hashem, the Mecholot on two Baal. But I mean, the partial Lashon, Mecholot are called Mecholot because they're going around in a circle. So here we call Mecholot Akramim.
Okay.
If you're more poetically inclined, you can take the other more romantic way you want. Huh? So now, there, you don't have it on the other side. But once you jump up to that next level, you get 12 amas, not seem lava that, That's a completely different issue. Now look over there, you have 4 amas, and that's all. You don't need a mokum chasher. Because if you have a getter, a karam, the getter makes it evident you're out of the karam already. And now you can plant once you give it the mokum of its avuda, and the rest, whatever it is, 1 amma, 2 ammas, up until you get to the karam, all of that, up to the wall, all of that would be mutter. So that's not a problem. But when you come now to talking about mokolot karam, a zone mokolot karam, being shnei krami. We're talking about a mokolot karam. That means an area between 2 separate kramim, which the Gemara is going to ask exactly how does that take off and need to be marked from both sides and so on. Rezohu, geder. Well, we say now that if you have a geder, that somehow redefines, and again, this is similar to the issue of Havisha of the Yerushalmi, right? Because the Yerushalmi holds a delimiter. So the delimiter changes the entire relationship that we have to the area that is delimited. So we talk about a getter now. This getter that we're talking about that can create now this new din of Lukolos, of course, obviously going to Tanakam, not according to the Yudah, it has to be Gavoa Asarat Vachim, or it could be a Chavit, that is Amok, Asarat, but then it would have to be Rol Chavarba, which is not true of a getter. Because a charit, you just walk over it, it becomes bottle, it's not roll kavar bottle. It has to be touched to makam kosher. Hashem can get it, it goes up. Over there, you don't require, obviously you can't walk through the wall, just because it's a thin wall, you still can't walk through the wall. But a charit, you can literally walk through the charit. So one, a charit has width besides height. To get it doesn't have the width and the height. So, that's the end of this chapter.